Good morning. Skies clouded over and showers developed and moved through parts of interior New York and New England overnight, so some are waking up with a wet ground. Additional showers are passing through, especially the Mohawk Valley, Northern Catskills, Greater Capital District, and Southern Adirondacks, and these will make their way through western New England as we head through the morning drive. We'll get a bit of a break in the action as we head through the middle of the day with just a few scattered showers passing through, maybe even some bright spots or breaks of sunshine, but as a cold front approaches during the early and middle part of the afternoon, another round of scattered showers and maybe some embedded thunder will develop and move through the area. This should clear through late in the afternoon, and by 5 o'clock, it looks like most of the region will return to at least partly to even mostly sunny skies as the breeze picks up out of the northwest to dry things out. Temperatures will be in the 50s and slowly climb into the 60s with the extensive cloud cover. Then late in the afternoon, when we see that return to sunshine, we could spike up to 70 before the day is through. High pressure will continue to build in, drying it out tonight with lows back into the 40s. This will lead to a dry and mostly sunny start to the weekend on Saturday. Clouds will tend to mix in the afternoon, and highs will be back into the middle and upper 60s. A warm front from the Ohio Valley will make an approach on Sunday. This will touch off a few scattered showers in the morning, then partly sunny skies through the middle of the day as temperatures climb quickly into the middle and upper 70s. Even a bit of humidity during the afternoon, which could lead to a few passing showers or thunderstorms to finish up the weekend. A disturbance in the middle of the country will then head through on Monday and produce a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms to start the new week in the upper 70s. And after that system passes through, somewhat cooler air will move in, but still highs in the 60s for both Tuesday and Wednesday with a return to sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper level pattern will favor a trough of low pressure moving across the west into the plains, while a ridge of high pressure is forecast to persist over the east. This will allow unsettled weather and chilly temperatures to continue from much of the west and into the northern plains. The current system that's bringing widespread precipitation for the west coast and heavy snow along the Sierra Nevada will edge its way eastward into the Great Plains by the weekend. Low elevation rain and mountain snow will progress gradually eastward across the Great Basin and into the central and northern Rockies today. As that system emerges over the high plains, severe weather will become more likely from a large part of the central plains to west Texas through the afternoon and into the evening hours. As the main energy associated with this system moves east tomorrow, so will the chance of strong to severe thunderstorms from the Corn Belt and Missouri Valley, south through the Red River Valley, and toward the western Gulf Coast. In addition, heavy downpours associated with the thunderstorms will likely lead to some flooding issues. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 27 degrees, with a northwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 degrees. In Albany, on the 6 o'clock hour, cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 44, 72% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.73 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, showers, then increasing sunshine with highs around 60. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 69 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 59, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.04 inches for the month, which is 29 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 14.68 inches for the year, which is 1.76 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 92, set in 2017, and the record low, 30, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m., sunset this evening 8:13 p.m., 14 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Evening showers then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, then increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Evening showers then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today, then increasing sunshine and breezy late with highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, mixing with some clouds in the afternoon, upper 60s. Partly sunny with scattered showers Sunday, perhaps a thunderstorm, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm Monday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid-60s Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 60s Wednesday. And scattered showers on Thursday, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs around 70. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.